Listen to a conversation between a student and a university employee.
Hi, I need to pick up a gym pass.
Okay, I'll need your name, year, and university ID.
Here's my ID card, and my name is Gina Kent, and I'm first year.
Okay, Gina, I'll type up a pass for you right away.
Great. This is exciting. I can't wait to get started.
Oh, this is a wonderful gym.
That's what everybody's been saying. Everyone is talking about the new pool and the new indoor courts, but what I love is all the classes.
The classes?
Yeah, like the swimming and tennis classes and everything.
Oh, yeah, but this pass doesn't entitle you to those.
It doesn't?
No, the classes fall into a separate category.
But that's my whole reason for getting a pass. I mean, I was planning to take a swimming class.
But that's not how it works. This pass gives you access to the gym and to all the equipment and to the pool and so forth, but not when the teams are practicing, so you'd have to check the schedule.
But what do I have to do if I want to take a class?
You'll have to, one, register, and two, pay the fee for the class.
But that's not fair.
Well, I think if you think about it, you'll see that it's fair.
But people who play sports in the gym, they don't have to pay anything.
Yes, but they just come in and play or swim on their own. But taking a class, that's a different story. I mean, someone has to pay the instructors.
So if I want to enroll in a class...
Then you have to pay extra. The fee isn't very high, but there is a fee. So what class did you say you wanted to take?
Swimming.
Okay, swimming classes are $30 a semester.
I guess I could swing that, but I'm still not convinced it's fair. So do I pay you?
Well, first you need to talk to the instructor. They have to assess your level and steer you to the right class, you know, beginner, intermediate.
You mean I have to swim for them? Show them what I can do?
No. You just tell them a little bit about your experience and skills so they know what level you should be in.
Oh, okay. So I guess I'll need an appointment.
And I can make that for you right now. And then I'll type up your gym ID card. You'll need it to get into the building. Now, about that appointment, how does Wednesday at 3 sound?
Fine.
Okay. And you'll be meeting with Mark Gittes. He's the swimming instructor. He also coaches the swim team. And here, I've jotted it all down for you.
Great. Thanks.